WSDQ Dunlap, WEPG South Pittsburgh,
The Copperhead,
WSDT Soddy Daisy, Chattanooga.
The viewpoints expressed on Liberty Works Radio Network are not necessarily those of the network, its affiliates, or sponsors. This is Liberty Works Radio Network. Now live from coast to coast and around the globe. More real talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
Welcome to the Truth Tech Hour. I'm Steve Heffling, Director of Free Enterprise Society. I am speaking to you from sunny California, the great state that is planning to, they tell me they want to secede from the Union because their values are not the same as everybody else's, and I scratch my head, wonder what values they must have. But anyway, on this program, I like to expose corruption and truth about subjects that affect American liberty, your liberty. For those that know me, know income tax is one of my main issues, as it destroys Americans' desire to be successful. My goal is to eliminate the income tax for everyone. The federal government could get along fine without the income tax if they would only follow the law, the supreme law of the land. And when I talk about that, that is the U.S. Constitution. The U.S. Constitution, for those that have not read it, is the formula that made this country the greatest country the world has ever seen. The federal government has only really about 17 powers under law and the Constitution. Everything else is prohibited by law or reserved to me, the people, or to the states. If the law were followed, we tonight would not probably need 10% of our current budget. Imagine that. The average person in this country could buy a new car cash within the first year, probably. Now, we just had tax day, income tax. And prior to that, the IRS was closed for a while, which I thought was pretty great, because I didn't notice anything. But there are a lot of people still filing returns, and I do want to encourage you to maybe look at some problems. I mean, it's become complex. The income tax has become so complex. You got programs like TurboTax and others to help you with that complexity, and I think all that has done is made it more complex, because the IRS doesn't care how complex they are, because TurboTax and these programs and other free programs take care of all that. Most people don't even know what is on their tax returns anymore. Even people with that would otherwise be doing a pretty, you know, easy so-called easy return are having all kinds of complexities put on them. Anyway, there is a video of five attorneys and a former IRS special agent who tells and shows you what the law is, what the courts have said, and shows the average person never even was required to file the income tax. You can find this at truth-attack.com. That's truth-attack.com. You can watch that video for free at this moment. And you owe it to yourself to do that. Now that you're taking a big breath of sigh of relief that you got all your taxes paid, you can talk about and look at what the law says about that. We're going to talk about that and maybe some other things here today. I have a guest today. Jay is a very informed freedom lover. Welcome, Jay.
Very pleasant. Good afternoon.
There was a lot, you know, there was a lot going on in the news with the Mueller and the Trump investigation, and now it's all over. There's no collusion, and the news doesn't. I peek at CNN and MSNBC, and they seem to be kind of floundering, not knowing what to talk about now.
Well, you know, you opened up by raising a question. I think you meant it rhetorically, but it needs to be exposed about what's going on there in California. And I don't know if you understand that there is a prohibition in California against the general election having anything other than the two top primary election numbers, those that get the numbers. So essentially what the Democrat Party has done by bamboozling the people of California is tie it up with their platform. And that gets to something I saw on social media a little bit ago. There was a conservative counselor who's on social media, and somebody had sort of made a snide comment about how can you be caring and how can you be kind if you're a conservative. So this other guy, I was looking what was written, I guess it was a guy, I don't know, it could have been a pseudonym, but said they wrote back, is and they said in response to this snide snippet about this, and this is going to get to what to the heart of this issue of California, says, thus we see the myopic concept that political understanding excludes kindness. The fact is, kindness is not just here and now. The socialist representation of the U.S. Democrat Party omits the unintended consequence caused by their overtaxation and restriction of individuals and business. Care is manifest by looking past the here and now to keep opinions and options open for future generations. This concept escapes those who do not own their lives. They wish to make you responsible for the mistakes they make. Kindness is often the opposite of such displacement. Kindness enforces the foundation of the people around us by giving them the opportunity to keep making mistakes until they learn for themselves how to do things correct. The opportunity is maintained by keeping government out of the restrictive process and letting the natural process of learning develop. When government is kind, it gets out of the way and allows a man to learn how to fish, then the man is free to eat the rest of his life. When the government gives a man a fish, government makes a corrupt, beaten-down slave out of that man and his family. This myopic beating down is the product we see from the Democrat Socialist Party. Remember, the Democrat Party sponsored the abusive Jim Crow laws, and it is the unkind objective of the Democrat Party today. Now, why is this significant? You asked the question about scratching your head about why are things going on the way they are in California. Well, it's because the misplaced concept of the Democrat Party to try to restrict, completely restrict, any reasonable form of conversation of a different opinion that is manifest in the state of California and is now spreading like a rabid cancer through New York. It's stemmed, you know, from Manhattan, and it's sad. It is very sad because they are dragging the rest of the states of the Union into a very serious, serious conflict. So there's a little something for you to talk about, too. And I hope that answers your question about California.
Well, because I live here, I see lots of problems. But I just for the listeners that aren't familiar with that, the voters were, I think, as you use the word, duped into voting for an open primary, which sounds on the face like a good thing. But the way they did it was the two top vote getters go to the general election in November. Not the highest, you know, what should happen, in my view, is the highest Republican voter should go to the November, and the highest Democrat primary winner should go to, and the highest Libertarian.
Libertarian, of course, yeah, excuse me for
interrupting. And on and on. Yeah. But what happens is the highest two, and in California, since there are so many Democrats, a lot of positions that we have to vote for, you end up with two Democrats. You know, we were very fortunate not to have two Democrats as a governor, but the Republican governor didn't win here. But
well, you guys had a referendum that said, hey, you want to split the state up, and you have a Marxist socialist group that got a hold of the state Supreme Court, and they nixed, and it was supposed to be on the ballot, as I recall. It was a referendum to put it on the ballot. And they said, what they told the people, essentially, is they're afraid. They want those Jim Crow laws. They want you to think that, boy, you got to have them because you're just not smart enough and you can't live without them controlling you. They were afraid that the plebiscite, that is the majority of people in California, would say, you know what? We're fed up with the stupidity, this selfish, self-centered Marxist socialism that's oozing out of Sacramento like a festering wound. And they would want to, you know, split up the state. So they ginned up a complaint with the state Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court essentially did an end run and said, well, we're just going to issue a restraining order from the Secretary of State from putting this on the ballot. And it didn't go any further. And I think that was such a sham, such an insult to the integrity of all of the voters of California who should have been given the opportunity. It's sort of the same thing that's happening in Europe now with the European Union. You know, just this arrogant, insanely arrogant attitude that somehow or another they know better, and that the people, and for example, in England who voted to get out, that they're just going to be, you know, condemned to hell because they're bad people. Well, guess again.
Well, California's got it does have some problems, and the number of working people are declining here, and that's an issue. I mean, the population may be growing because of the border situation. I'm not 100% sure, but business working people are leaving, and businesses, small businesses especially, are leaving. and moving to Texas, and I don't know all where they're going, but they're getting
Wyoming, other states that understand what a republic is about, and that they support, you know, free enterprise and the rewards of free enterprise. People take a lot of risk when they open a business. A lot of their life and time is put on the line.
On the line. Yeah.
Sure, you bet. And so the state of California is so riddled, the state legislation is so riddled with lazy criminals. I mean, remember Leland Yee. There was a guy, gotta have gun control. The whole time he's saying it, he was selling fully automatic weapons in San Francisco. He's doing time in a federal penitentiary now. But, you know, that was the truth. He was a criminal, absolute criminal. You know, and you've got the other guy who said that, you know, 80% of his family's cheating on Social Security. And did the state legislature do anything to censor him? Oh, heavens no, you know. Because none of them have ever pushed a wheelbarrow and had a real life, you know, for a living. I mean, how do they pay their way through school if they even went to school? You know, they didn't. These are people who believe in their hearts that the only way to succeed in life is by putting their boot on the neck of other people and keeping the Jim Crow laws and the whole attitude of repression, the false attitude of repression, as the way of life. And it's just aberrant to me. I can't.
Well, you described our new governor Newsom to a T there. I mean, he wants to tax water here for the people now, I heard. So.
Then they scratch their head and they wonder why PG&E is going bankrupt. Well, it's not because PG&E did anything wrong. Heavens to Betsy, there are acts of God. You know, lightning does strike, and sure, maybe it struck a power pole. That's not the fault of the provider, but they want to blame it on the provider, on the business. Ooh, bad business. Ooh, yeah, we got to shut them down. We got to put them into bankruptcy.
Well, I don't think PG&E's totally blameless, only for some things. But I noticed that like San Diego Power is only like 7 cents, and it's up here it's like 21 cents. So, and they seem to be better shape down there too. But anyway, I think they may be part to blame, but definitely the California rules and environmental rules. In fact, Newsom set those aside to help with the forest situations because they wouldn't allow anything to happen in the forest in regards to management. Anyway. Those are good points, and but anyway, California is not the only state in the union, and may not be in the union much longer if we're lucky. But I want to get out first if that ever happens. Oh well.
Somebody's got to keep, you know, stay after the good fight. Got to keep up the spread the alarm and tell people the truth about what's going on, and, you know, Truth Attack Radio and FES, and you guys are
doing
that.
Yeah, well, we do our best, but I can say that, you know, talking around, particularly in the universities here in California, the young people don't really care about facts or discussing these things. So,
well, they're in survival mode. That's what's happened. Is the Marxist socialists pushing for obliquely, you know, sort of vicariously, they're pushing for these Jim Crow laws that put them in a position where they can dictate how a person should feel and how they should conduct themselves. And the students, they don't see anything other, well, even not just the students, even the regular person on the street, they're in survival mode. I was talking to a retired teacher the other day, and I was telling him about all the stuff that's been going on and why Trump pushed himself to the front of the line when he was in Europe that one time and wasn't going to give the impression he was going to be part of that whole scam. And it was very interesting because she paused a minute. She goes, well, wow, we've been in survival mode for all this time. We haven't even seen this stuff. And that's it, man. You know, people, come on. That's why debt is so bad. Debt's a type of slavery that puts people into that survival state. And it just, you and I know it. Your listeners, most of your listeners know it. It just boggles my mind that unfortunately, that the myopic concept that these Marxist socialists have, they cannot see past, you know, 1 week, basically. And so they say, oh, well, we've got to give the impression we're doing something good. We've got to help them, you know? Yeah.
Well, I got to interrupt you there. We got a break coming up. You're listening to the Truth Attack Hour on Liberty Works Radio Network. We're talking with Jay. We're talking about the liberty and freedom. We're talking about California lunacy. We're trying to talk about the IRS, maybe some, and other news of the day. Stay tuned for more after this break.
Is Liberty Works Radio Network enlightening you to the real problems we face in our constitutional republic? Has it helped you to better understand what has to be done to save America from becoming a third world nation? If so, do your part in spreading this voice of truth and enlightenment to your fellow Americans. Join the Liberty Works Radio Network Fellowship. Go to www.libertyworksradionetwork.com for details.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
And now for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Perutka with The American View.
Many Americans are angry about the health care takeover that Obama has tried to ram down their throats. This is not surprising. Many claim that the Obama scheme is a disaster and a very bad idea for America's future. We agree that it is a bad plan and an unconstitutional plan. But these are not the same thing. To say that something is a bad idea and to say it is unconstitutional is to say two different things. Let me explain. Suppose you invite me over to your house for dinner, and while I'm there, I notice that your window treatments are a bit shabby and that your furniture does not match your wall colors. So the next day, while you're not at home, I break into your house and change the windows and the walls. For the sake of argument, let's say I actually make it look better than it did before I broke in. I'm still guilty of the crime of breaking and entering and trespass. Do you see that even if it was a good idea to change the decor, it was a crime because it was outside of my authority to do it? Now, Rush Limbaugh and Mark Levin are screaming that the government takeover of the healthcare system is a very bad idea, and they are right. But even if it was a good idea, it would be a criminal scheme all the same. The Constitution does not grant the federal government any authority to meddle in our healthcare. The operative clauses to look at here are Article 1, Section 8, and the 10th Amendment. It will only take you about 6 minutes to read and understand that Obamacare is more than just a bad idea for American healthcare. It is a dangerous and tyrannical trespass into American homes and lives. This is Michael Anthony Perutka for Institute on the Constitution, bringing you the American View.
This is Rob McQuay for the Institute on the Constitution, and you've just finished hearing Michael Anthony Perutka's commentary on The American View. The views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of this radio station, and we welcome any comments and suggestions you may care to offer by emailing us at michael@theamericanview.com. If you'd like to learn more about the Institute on the Constitution's work, you can find out more about who we are and what we do at theamericanview.com.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Norman Rockwell didn't create the best in us. He just inspired the best. You've seen the paintings. The Thanksgiving turkey being served at Grandma's. The weathered farmer sending his baby-faced son off to college.
Now be sure and write.
The wise police officer sitting at the soda bar, talking a young boy out of running away from home.
Where are you going, son?
Norman Rockwell didn't create the best in us. He just inspired the best. Inspiration. Pass it on.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
The entire world watched. They watched each step down the rungs of that small ladder, one after another, and waited with great anticipation for that last step.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
At that moment, humanity saw the impossible become the possible, and today the sky is not the limit. Achievement. Pass it on.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Now live from coast to coast and around the globe, more real talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Truth Attack Hour. I am Steve Hempling, Director of Free Enterprise Society. Truth Attack Hour is aired every day from 1 to 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Liberty Works Radio Network. I do want to talk about how great this network is. If you like this program and others, I hope you support it. It is a listener-supported network. If you're at LWRN.net, you can leave a one-time donation, or maybe it'll let you set up a monthly donation of $5, $10, $20, or $50 or more a month to help keep this on the air. I think this kind of network, this network and networks like it, will be the new, you know, what they call mainstream media, because the mainstream media is just, I don't think they represent the best interest of Americans for the most part anymore. And so I think, you know, this is the kind of network that I would listen to. I don't listen to hardly any of the major things except to see what they're not doing or who they're talking about. And so now, also on this program, we talk about different subjects, mostly U.S. Constitution. If you want to write down this number, it's a call-in number, 410-848-9191. That's 410-848-9191. You're welcome to call in with questions or comments for my guest. We're back with my guest, Jay. We talked a little bit about California lunacy, and we have some other topics we'll probably get to. Well, we're back, Jay, and one of the big things in the news is the Mueller report, and Mueller is a special counsel. And you know, a lot of people are calling for a special counsel on Hillary still. And, you know, I want to talk about maybe the redactions and, you know, the privacy issues there on some of the testimony. But I also want to talk about special counsel, because I don't like the special counsel law. I don't want a special counsel appointed for Hillary or anybody else. I think the law should be abolished. It's like, to me, every special counsel, I don't care who it is, has wasted their time. Ken Starr against Clinton, I mean, I thought he did do some crimes, and they couldn't come up with anything but Monica Lewinsky. I mean, come on. And they go after a lot of people. You know, you let this little animal out of the cage, and you think they're going to go across the road and attack those guys, and they attack everybody in the room, everybody they can find, anything moving. They're uncontrollable. Anyway,
well,
Mueller report.
I mean, if you want to talk about the reality of crimes being committed, the Monica Lewinsky matter was a cover up. The reality of the crime was a violation of the commander in chief's duty to maintain control over the U.S. military. Mr. Clinton had abandoned his post. He abandoned his post as commander in chief when he assigned the command authority of the various military groups, whether it was Somalia, remember the movie Black Hawk Down, or whether it was those troops, remember Michael New, who wouldn't wear the blue uniform, that was clearly a violation of Michael New's MOS, first of all, because he was going to be wearing a non-standard uniform, which meant he could have been summarily executed under the Geneva Accord as a spy. Any one of those. Well, Mr. Clinton was one who said, you just got to put on the UN blue. Well, that is an abandonment of post by the commander-in-chief. Now, the commander-in-chief can resign, as Nixon did, but he cannot abandon his post. That was the criminal act. And the reality of it was, the Monica Lewinsky things, heavens, even Eisenhower had a romantic tryst with, you know, his secretary or whoever it was. You know, I mean, people don't walk on water. But in this instance, the crime was covered up by the media making a big hoopla about Monica Lewinsky. It was a crime of abandoning a post by the commander-in-chief, and that was never addressed. So you want to talk about issues? There's an issue for you, because it's still hanging there. And it's actually an act of treason, if you think about it, which is punishable by death, and that's very clear. So you want to get me started and riled up? There you go.
Well, I'm going to bring you back to the present, though, and go with the Mueller, maybe something around the Mueller and Trump thing, because you know, I'm having a lot of problems with this whole thing. I mean, 2 years wasted, the start of the, you know, it's like with Hillary Clinton, there was some evidence that there was
you know, potentially a crime that the FBI apparently did not investigate very thoroughly. But with Trump's thing, there doesn't appear to be any evidence of anything when they started. They just said, well, we looked in here, we're going to look here. Now they're still looking for his tax returns. For what purpose other than to, you know, cause him trouble? Our legal system is not supposed to work that way. I mean, there's nobody could undergo the scrutiny that Trump underwent and not have problems, I don't think. Could you be questioned? I mean,
innocent until proven guilty. Now, what really seems to happen is there seems to be this tendency to want to convict on innuendo. Ooh, you know, collusion.
Well,
there was no collusion.
The media,
so what you then it becomes a matter of just the entire process becoming incredulous. And you know, you're right. I mean, if we cannot have some sense of continuity in the whole concept of innocence until proven guilty, then we got more problems than, you know, seem immediately.
Well, the Me Too movement has lost credibility with me because it's not a matter of proving a thing. It's just the accusation is good enough. It's kind of their attitude, and that is not good enough. And people, even presidents of companies, have stepped down from their positions because of an accusation. And they're guilty. They're being treated as guilty unless they prove themselves innocent. Now, that is a dangerous precedent to me.
Well, corporate resigning from a corporate position to me is a little different than being in political eye. Political eye, you should be able to, you know, essentially as Churchill put it, you know, stand naked in front of the plebiscite and still be able to do your job. The problem is now that other politicians, and you know, we see not just here, we've seen it in Parliament too. You know, they're just so swept up in their own ego that they cannot fathom the tremendous damage that they are doing to the credibility of their whatever their democratic process is. You know, here we have a republic, and there's some elements of democracy. There, it's more of a direct democracy. But the point is, they're still eroding that credibility by because of their ego. Basically because of their blind ego. It's sad.
Well, anyway, Mueller, they're going to redact a bunch of things, and the Democrats are jumping up and down. And, you know, I think there's with grand jury testimony, and I know you've been involved with some of that yourself, or knew some people that were. I mean, the reason you talk to a grand jury, one reason is it's supposed to be confidential. And they're breaking these confidentiality rules, not in just law, but with medical, with attorney-client privilege. The government's running amok on all these things that make our country work, seems like to me.
Well,
I'm going too broad, huh?
No, I mean, you're the host. You can go whichever direction you want to go. I think that there's sometimes these things happen because, again, like that teacher I told you about, people are in survival mode and they have an expectation that the ones they elect are going to act with some sort of nobility or some sort of diligent kind of thoughtfulness instead of the kind of thing that we saw from, well, as I mentioned before, Leland Yee. You know, there's a prime example of a self-serving Marxist socialist who just was going to do whatever he wanted to do, how he wanted to do it, and, you know, hey, if they catch up to me at some point, well, I'll deal with it then. And that's the pervasive mindset. And it's sad beyond words, and yet it's still, you know, it requires, a republic requires the people, the citizenry, to actively engage in the process. If they don't, it won't work. And that's the sad part of it. So to engage in it means you got to go to town council meetings. You've got to pay attention to what's going on around you. And unfortunately, if you're keeping down two or three jobs just to put food on the table and gas in the tank, that becomes, you know, that engagement sometimes becomes secondary. And it's sad because in the long run, maybe even in the medium term run, your children suffer for it. The society suffers for it. So that's that is the duty of people who live in the republic. It's to work it and to be, you know, an accountable participant in that republic. Whether it's doing jury duty for grand jury or petit jury, or whether it's engaging in just running for city council, or speaking up when city council is doing something that's stupid. You have to be willing to put that time in. If you don't, you need to go live somewhere else where it's not, where it's just a dictator and somebody's going to tell you how to run your life and what to do, and just be grateful that you can lick their boots, just like the advertisement on Truth Attack says, you know.
Well, I fail to understand the attraction to socialism except through ignorance, as you're mentioning. And because I actually would be in favor of maybe using tax dollars to buy one-way tickets to socialist countries for these, you know, Americans that want to be socialist. Instead of change this to a socialist country, that's or in Marxist country, send them someplace. There's plenty of, you know, the rest of the world is not, you know, the same as this country. So they should, you know, be happier if we did that. Oh, well, just dreaming. Well,
that presumes that people want to live with the ramification of their actions, and that is the last thing socialists want. That is absolutely the last thing that they can handle. Because, they, for example, they'll say they want help with something when, in fact, they want somebody to do it for them. That's a classic example. They don't want help. They want somebody to do it for them. You know, we see that with Bernie Sanders or the Clintonites. You know, it's just they do not want help. They want it done for them. And that is just one of the primary things I look at when somebody, you know, talks to me. But I will say this, and this is going to sound a bit startling perhaps to your listeners. In a very real way, on a small scale, like communities, you look at the Amish, the Pennsylvania Dutch, the Amish, socialism works. And the reason it works is because there's intimate feedback. There's an immediate intimate feedback available that is not otherwise available with a large republic. And that's why our republic works the way it does. So you just have to understand that if they wanted to, you know, say Luxembourg, okay, great, fine, socialism works there because there's immediate feedback and they can correct things quickly and make the changes necessary. That does not happen, again, like I said, in a large republic. So.
Well, even in a small community, the leadership is, you know, is concerned about the community working. I don't think many elected officials here in California care necessarily about the success of California. They have the agenda. They want to do whatever they're going to do, and we're supposed to pay for it. And
yeah,
I'm tired of it.
It seems that way. Well, it's not just California. You're seeing it in France. You're seeing it in France with the yellow shirt, or the excuse me. They're fed up with it, too. One in three farmers now in France are committing suicide because of the overwhelming debt of the euro dollar. And that was the whole scam about the European Union. It's not even a country. And yet you have the idiots in Parliament who are talking about some kind of a deal. You can't make a binding deal under the laws of nations as applied in the World Court in The Hague. You can't make a binding treaty without it being a standing nation, a nation that is recognized by the World Court in The Hague. And so these people are so incompetent and so overwhelmingly tied up with their own ego that they can't even see how the rest of the world, like China, is laughing at them, just laughing at them. And, you know, they're going to pay the price for it. Same thing, just like I said, about Sacramento. They're pursuing a path that is so short-term myopic that it is going to destroy their families.
Well, I hear the music. We need to take another break. You're listening to the Truth Attack Hour on Liberty Works Radio Network. We're talking with Jay. Liberty and freedom-minded individual. We're talking about California, property rights, Constitution, maybe a little about taxes. Stay tuned for more after this break.
Liberty Works Radio Network, enlightening you to the real problems we face in our constitutional republic, helping you to better understand what has to be done to save America from becoming a third world nation. Please
do your part in spreading this voice of truth and enlightenment to your fellow Americans. Join the Liberty Works Radio Network Fellowship. Go to www.libertyworksradionetwork.com for details. Liberty Works Radio, truth in broadcasting.
This is Randall Yearout on Leaders. Our government leaders swear an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States before they're allowed to exercise the powers of their offices. This oath automatically requires those office holders to act as a check on usurped or abused power among those within any branch of the government. Why is it, then, that when the Congress assumes for itself powers reserved by the Constitution to the states or the people, the President doesn't object with a defense of the Constitution and refuse to execute unlawful legislation? Or when the President creates Soviet-style czars to violate the public rights, why doesn't the Congress speak up? Or when the court begins striking down the laws of the Union states in violation of the public rights and in favor of international norms, why don't the other two branches bring misdemeanor charges against those offending judges? It appears that our leaders in government think that a non-intervention policy on another branch's behavior is more virtuous than executing the oath they took to support and defend the Constitution. James Madison said in Federalist Paper 51 that if men were angels, no government would be necessary, and that if angels were our governors, no Constitution would be necessary. Our Constitution is necessary, however, and our public officials are proving to us the very reason this is so. The Constitution outlines the restricted powers we, the people, gave to our governors. For our leaders to disobey them is to break the supreme law of the land, which is to be dealt with by impeachment and removal from office. I think the only way to effectively ensure the reinstatement of our American form of law and government is to replace nearly every last congressman with one who will honor his oath.
This constitutional message has been brought to you by the members of the Constitution Party. Visit us at www.constitutionparty.com.
With the national debt climbing to an estimated $11 trillion, the White House announced an emergency economic plan today, trading the national gold reserves for cash through precious metal buyers, cashforgold.com.
I got $583 from cashforgold.com.
As you know, we have these very large debts, and the fact is the gold reserves are just sitting there. This woman turned in her wedding ring from her first marriage and got money the next day. If it worked for her, it can work for the United States.
How much does the federal government expect to receive in exchange for all the gold? And that the Treasury Department should have looked into competing cash companies like dollarsforgold.com.
The reality is we have over $1 trillion in economic stimulus packages for it. We just need that cash now. The President agrees that this seems like a pretty good deal.
But is there a contingency plan if that proves not to be the case?
Well, yes, of course.
The cash received from the cashforgold.com plan is going to be supplemented by funding from the selling of White House furniture on Craigslist.org. Well,
that is correct. We've already sold a giant military map that we don't use very often.
Peeling back the layers every day with
Copperhead 1240, 1190, and 910 AM. Southern Rock, Kickin' Country, and Tennessee Talk.
I pledge allegiance to the Constitution of the American States United and to the Republic which it created, implementing God's governmental plan for man and asking his blessing for its observance, which will provide liberty and justice for all. For all. For all. For all. For all.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Dad, where did the clouds come from?
Well, buddy, that's a good question.
Is this worm a boy or a girl?
Why are carrots orange?
Actually,
Dad, why don't you have any hair on your head?
How do birds fly?
Why is dirt brown? Why can't I fly? Are we there yet?
You may not have all the answers, but if they're comfortable coming to you now when the questions are small, they'll come to you with the bigger questions later.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Give your family everything. Give them your time.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting. Now, now live from coast to coast and around the globe. More real talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Truth Attack Hour. I'm Steve Heffling, Director of Free Enterprise Society. Truth Attack Hour is aired every day from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Liberty Works Radio Network. If you want to write this number down, it is a call-in number, 410-848-9191. That's 410-848-9191. You're welcome to call in with comments or questions for my guest. We're back with my guest, Jay. We're talking about a little bit about California, Constitution, and so anyway, let's see where we were going here. You know, we have lots of things going on in the news before the Mueller report. Now they just don't have a whole lot to talk about. But now they want, on their continuing attacks against Trump, they want his tax returns. And I think there's a significant problem with that. Those are also supposed to be confidential and not used to, you know, for anything else. Any thoughts on that? Or besides the fact that I don't think he should be filing tax returns, I can't find the law, but besides that, you'd want to know that, you know, it's not going to be made public. And I don't know your thoughts, but I mean, even the Intelligence Committee now in Washington, D.C., and these committees are leaking like a sieve. You can't trust them with anything.
Well, the premise of privacy is partially stripped out by the provisions of the Affordable Health Care Act that are being now used by the State Department to withhold passports. Basically, they want your Social Security number or a Social Security number if you were ever issued one. And you and I both know a lot of homeschooling and home birthing people who never got involved in that volunteer program, but they're restricting. That's what the STAR identification system is. It's basically trying to convert the U.S. passport into a U.S. national ID system. And they're going. The reason this is important to them is because they're going around to other countries and they're saying, "Oh, we have jurisdiction now, and we don't care about your banking laws or anything to do with your sovereignty. You have to give us information about anybody who's got a U.S. passport." And it's because of that Social Security number, which is voluntary. It is absolutely 100% voluntary. And there are some people who say, well, it can be issued, and then you still have to give it up. And no, you don't, because you have a Fifth Amendment right. You have a whole litany of issues that come into play. So the issue about the president's tax return as a civilian is becoming eclipsed because of that element of the Affordable Health Care Act, which is why it needs to be repealed, fully repealed, totally repealed, and also portions of the Patriot Act that deal with currency and currency laundering and money laundering and all those buzzwords that they like to use to imply some element of criminality for people who just want to go about their lives privately. They're not hurting anybody. They're not doing anything wrong. They just want to be left alone, which is part of what this republic is about. And so when you ask this question, it probably will help if you go back and look at some of those acts of legislation that have been promoted by the last three Marxist socialist regimes. And yes, I included Bush the Younger because he was a moron. He was an alcoholic moron who just kind of went with the flow because daddy had been in there. And yes, his dad had been in the Second World War, was a pilot and all that good stuff. And even he was a New World Order promoter. He an elitist. So, you know, along comes Mr. Trump, a guy who's just a hard-working guy. He's a really, really hard-working guy. And sure, he's got a little bit of an edge like a lot of people from New York do, but so what? You know, I believe he honestly cares. I think he honestly cares. And the best thing that could happen would be to push. People talk about McCain. You know, oh, McCain, great. No, he wasn't a hero. He got people killed on an aircraft carrier, and the whole thing was covered up by his father, who had been an admiral. He was a traitor. He was a traitor, not some sort of a hero. And he was the one who stopped the original attempt by Trump to get rid of the Affordable Health Care Act. I call it the Unaffordable Health Care Act because it's stripped away so many of, or attacks. It tries to attack and chip away at so many of the basic tenets of the Bill of Rights that it's just sickening. It is absolutely sickening. If you read it, I don't know if you've ever read it. Have you ever read the Affordable Health Care Act? Do you know anybody who has?
I don't know anybody that would read.
All right. If you read it, the verbiage is very similar to what was used in Germany during the 30s to promote their national health care program. The Nazis used that. And why is that important? Because the numbers, if we go all the way to the end of the Second World War, we say, what were those numbers used on people? Those numbers were part of their national health insurance program, their health program that allowed them to keep track of contributors. So the idea of the final solution wasn't just the fact that they hated, you know, people of a certain ethnic background, which is true. It was that everybody was going to contribute, no matter what, and they were going to force it on them. And they were going to make them part. That number was an inventory system for their medical tracking process. And that's where that came from. And that's exactly what the Affordable Health Care Act is promoting. It's promoting the same thing. It should make every person in this country who has an inkling of sense of pride and freedom about what this country is about, it should make their stomach sick when they know that, when they know that the affordable health care, and that gets back to that filth that we had in there, the last administration kept saying he wanted to fundamentally change the United States. Well, guess what? It's a full-on failure. Like everything else he did as a community organizer, it's a failure. And we need to say it proudly to the world that, yes, we learned from that person's failure, and we're never going to go there again. So when you talk about this stuff about the tax returns, and you say, why? Well, it sort of gets back to this whole thing about government thinking it needs to know everything possible about you and that it has every right to know everything about you, period, and control you from cradle to grave. Guess again. It ain't going to happen in this country. There's going to be a huge. We want to talk about a bloodbath. You thought what happened with the Bundys in Nevada there was should have been a harbinger to the government. Said, whoa, you better back off. They were acquitted by three juries. They stood down a number of law enforcement with firearms, and that's the reason why every citizen, every home in this country, even Christians who say, oh, bad guns, they should have a gun because they should know there's an ordained time to use it. And the Bundys did. And the juries, three juries, said so. So when you talk about this whole thing about privacy and the right of, you know, the tax returns and things like that, you know, it all turns on the last, well, it was probably the building before that, I would say maybe even Bush, the older Bush part, but the conduct, the filth that they created, this attempt to try to make this into a Marxist socialist country, and it's full-on failure, and it's in its death throes now, and you're seeing it. They're all scurrying, trying to find something to get the attention of people who are in survival mode. Remember, we talked about that, to say, oh, wow, yeah, we need to know about that. No, you don't. What you need to know about is what these scum that's trying to point at these other things as a... It's like the shell and pea game, you know, or the pickpocket who tries to keep your attention going with something else while they're turning around and stealing from you with the other hand. That's what those people are doing, and that's what they're trying to do with this whole Mueller process. And it's sickening. And a lot of people, even those that previously considered themselves somewhat... I want to say Democrat or somewhat concerned about the labor and things of that nature, they're starting to get sick of it. And my guess is that there's going to be, this next election is going to be just a landslide in favor of Trump and in favor of perhaps the Republican Party because of it.
Well, I hope
that was a lot of information. Sorry, you know, I mean, you got me going there. Sorry.
I did. All right. You can calm down there. But it seems to me that the Democrats in particular just want to repeat something they heard on the news more so than the people that care about the Constitution, because people like who listen to this program are actually trying to find out details about this and trying to study things. At least in my experience, talking to even the college students, it's hard to have a conversation with them because they'll ask a loaded question, whatever it is, and if you answer it in the wrong way, they just walk away. Because you obviously don't know anything, they think. I mean, that's pretty closed-minded to be in a university.
Well, stacking the question is a classic. If you've had any statistical class, a class in statistical math, the nature of the question is as important as the that is gleaned you know, for that question, because it can corrupt the process, and often does. So that what you have is you have people who deliberately evade owning the ramifications of their actions and the emotions, because sometimes, you know, people who make mistakes and face the mistakes, that's a fully functional adult behavior. We learn from it. We try, if this were to hurt somebody, we try to make it right and try to correct those things. The Marxist socialist, and the mind of the Marxist socialist, is to evade that, to placate emotion and how that emotion plays out, rather than dealing with adult maturity of responsibility for actions. That concept is a serious element of the Republic, being responsible for our own future, for what we do and how we conduct ourselves in the world. And the Marxist socialists cannot fathom that. It is just mind-boggling to them. And,
well, some of them are pretty clear-cut, the questions that I get when I'm on some of these campuses, and then most... And many of them are just actually directed right at the Constitution. The fact that I'm pro-Constitution turns them off, and because they've been taught it's an evil, something evil, apparently. Well, they'll walk away just having the Constitution there, I think. So that's where would they get that from? Not their parents, most likely. But I've thought for a long time, the universities and these professors that have never, again, have no practical experience in life, you know, because they went from university to teacher. Not criticizing teachers all that much, but they don't have practical experience, and socialism probably looks good to them. They're somewhere along the line, and these universities seem to universally accept this. It seems to me, but I may be wrong. But that they're teaching the Constitution is not right, and they're having us tear down statues of people of our history. All these things because of some little flaw they have. Well, they all have flaws. The people tearing down the statue have flaws, as you mentioned earlier. So. I mean, you can't go by that. You got to go by actions and long-term effects.
Well, there is an exception I would take to the comment about the universities. I think because of the intimate feedback, at least it's been my experience, that the community colleges tend not to fall into that same sort of trap.
Yes, you're right.
You know, that they tend to be...
I didn't specifically mention that, but...
Yeah, it is the larger universities that, I mean, let's face it, Angela Davis, she was responsible, she was involved in murders. Remember the murder of the judge and the other there in San Quentin when they
right
invaded,
now she's a,
yeah, okay,
that's the one that's
right,
the university,
she was involved in that. She was openly involved with it, and she was teaching in Berkeley until just recently.
Yeah,
it's sickening. It is absolutely gut-wrenching, sickening. And they allowed it on the idea that somehow or another we're going to preserve the freedom of thought. And, you know, you got to have this, the mind, keep the mind open. Well, yes, until it becomes detrimental to the health of the individuals and community. At which point, then, now you've stepped over the line. Now you have a situation where you're blatantly engaging in the decomposition of the society and the people around us, hurting them, physically hurting them. That judge had his face blown off with a shotgun taped to it, and she was part of that. And to allow her to continue in that office was absolutely an insult to hardworking, freedom-loving people in this country. And yet Berkeley does it. So,
well, I see freedom lovers as kind of live and let live. You know, they're kind of, you know, they just want to live their lives. And I think, you know, time is coming that they better start standing up and declaring their views. I mean, people are afraid to wear a MAGA hat because their car will be keyed or something, or a Trump bumper sticker. Well, this is exactly the reason we need to stand up more, in my view. But,
yes.
Anyway, we're about out of time. You got any last words of wisdom?
Well, just good to talk to you. Always good to hear you, you know. Are we finished for the day? Is this over?
Yep,
yeah,
music, the music, come on. We just got started, but it's all over now. All right, thank you for joining us, and thank all of you for listening. I'll be posting this program on Wednesdays. Please check truth-attack.com and freeenterprisesociety.com for more information on getting rid of that income tax.
G. Join the Cavalcade to Freedom. The Cavalcade back to constitutional government. Climb on board and do your part to proclaiming liberty throughout the land. Join and support Liberty Works Radio Network Fellowship. To view the strategic plan, to spread the word, and to get information on joining, go to www.libertyworksradionetwork.com or call the fellowship office at 410-857-5444. That's 410-857-5444 to join the Cavalcade to Freedom. America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Give you anything you like. You want free college, energy, mortgages, whatever you like. You have come to the right place. Why? I'll tell you why. Who can take your money?
Who can take your money?
With a twinkle in their eye.
A twinkle in their eye.
Take it all away and give it to some other guy. The government.
The government.
The government can. The sunrise.
Who can tax the sunrise?
Who can tax the trees?
Who can tax the trees?
Let you run a business and collect up all the fees. The government.
The government.
Oh, the government can.
The government can.
And the government can, 'cause they mix it up with lies and make it all taste good.
Make it all taste good.
The government takes everything we make to pay for all. Healthcare, climate change, pollution. Throw away the Constitution. And who can give a bailout?
Who can give a bailout?
Tell us to behave.
Tell us to behave.
And make the founding fathers roll over in their grave. The government. Soon we'll have to eat our dishes.
Delicious!
Oh, who can be a failure?
Who can be a failure?
In so many ways.
In so many ways.
And instead of getting fired, hey, we'll give ourselves a raise. The government.
Born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
It doesn't take sight to reach the top. It takes vision. Eric Weinmayer knew the risks. Less than 1,200 people had ever conquered Mount Everest, and more than 175 had died trying. But still he climbed, not seeing the terrifying drops or the fear on other faces. And when he reached the summit, he didn't even see the view. Because Eric Weinmayer is blind. He proved it doesn't take sight to reach the top. It takes vision. Pass it on.
America. Born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.